Okay, so let's begin. Okay, we're going to start Daf Kezayin on the base. Four lines from the bottom. Toshma, Hein Yisa Ish Besar Koy. So this Gemara, this Daf is a little hard. It's a little complicated. I don't know how far we're going to get. We'll do the best we can. Okay, we're dealing over here with the issue of the Chiddush of Yosef Ben Yoezer Ish Tzred. What did Yosef ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda say? He said a very big chiddush. There's no such tumah in the Beis Hamikdash for Mayim. In the Beis Hamikdash, liquid, anything which is liquid, there is no tumah. Okay, there's no such thing of tumah when it comes to liquids that are found in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, this is the chiddush of Yosef ben Yoezer. So here we're going to challenge that halacha with the following statement. Toshma, Hein Yisrael, we have a pasuk. This is a very complicated pasuk. The pasuk is Chagai. Okay, Chagai is part of Treyasa. Chagai is Zechariah Malachi, the last three of the Treyasa. And Sefer Chagai is a very interesting set of psukim where Chagai, he tests the Kohanim to see if they're knowledgeable in the laws of Tumah V'Tahara. He gives them a bechina. He gives them a test. Hashem sent him to test them, to give them musar that they're not being zoris, they're not properly adhering to the rules, to the zrizos of the Beis Hamikdash. So he was sent to test them. So what does he say? Here's the test. Very strange pasuk. Not a strange pasuk. I mean, unfortunately, we're not as familiar with the Tanakh as we should be. But here's what he says. Heini. So what he asked them, a very simple question. What would Allah be Hein Yisa Ish, Besar Kodesh, Bechnaf Begadoi? If a person were to pick up a piece of Kodesh, Besar Kodesh, now what is Kodesh? Now we assume Kodesh means something that's holy, something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, but in this passage, the word Kodesh means something which is Tomei. The word Kodesh means something that is set aside. Typically, most of the time, things that are set aside for the purpose of Kedusha. But every once in a while, there are things that are set aside for the purpose of Tumah. For example, a Kodesh and a Kedesha. What is a Kodesh and a Kedesha? A man or a woman who's set aside for the purpose of immoral acts, of behavior, immorality. It's a Kodesh and a Kedesha. So, but the Shurish, the word Kodesh and Kodesh, the word Kodesh. And Echnaim means set aside. So here we have the word Kodesh, the normal is set aside for purpose of holiness. And sometimes things are set aside for the purpose of Tum because they are Tum. So here we have here. No, it's not Saginar. No, it's a very precise translation of the word Kodesh. A Kodesh is a person that is set aside to do an Avera. A Kedesha is a woman that's set aside to do an Averish. That's what her parnasa, that's what she does. She sets herself aside to be ready to do an Aver with anyone that wants to do an Aver with her. And then that's what it means. Kaddish means set aside. Typically, most of the time in the Torah, things are set aside from Chulin for the purpose of the Beis Hamikdash of holiness. So that's how we are more familiar with the word, but the word literally can refer to things that are set aside for non-holy purposes. And that's exactly how it's been used here in this pasuk. Kaddish here means a piece of meat that is tamei. What is it? No, why is it Tamei worse? It's a sheretz. A sheretz is Kodesh. Why is it Kodesh? Because it's Tamei, it's an Avatoma, and it's set aside from all holy things in order not to bring any contamination to other things. So Toshma, Hein Yisa Ish Besar Kodesh, Bechnaf Bidoi. What would happen? This is the question that the Chagai asked the people, the Kohanim, that were on duty in the Beis Hamikdash. What would happen if a person, an Ish, was carrying Besar Kodesh, meat, that has been set aside, and in this context that means a sheretz, a piece of a dead sheretz, which is an Av Hatumah, if he would carry this Bechnaf Bidoi underneath his garment. It's in his pocket. He has a dead sheretz in his coat pocket. V'naga Bechnafai. And then his garment, Bechnaf means the object, this dead sheretz that's in his garment would make contact El Halechem. And I'm going to tell you the pasuk where we learn according to one approach, El Halechem. And now this sheretz will make contact with a piece of bread of Kodesh. Like like a mincha. The sheretz itself. Let's assume the sheretz itself. What is inside the corner of his garment? So that means the sheretz, it's in his garment, will make contact with lechem, and then the lechem. So now let's go very slow. If the sheretz is an avatoma and the sheretz touches the lechem, what's the lechem?
Shame.
No, the sheretz is an avatoma and the sheretz touches the lechem. What's the lechem? So rishon, and now the lechem touches v'yes hanazid. What's nazid? Porridge, right? Nizid, that's what Yaakov fed Esav. Nizid Adoshim, right? Vayoz Yaakov Nizid Valkyrie arrived. Vayoz Yaakov Nizid Adoshim. And the Yisim Nikim Yashem Yisrael. It's Matos, right?
Okay.
And Yisli Yish Besar Kodesh, and then it touches the Lechem, and then the Lechem touches the Nizid. What's the Nizid? What's the Nizid now? The Nizid is a Sheni, right? V'yes hayayin, and now the nizid, the porridge, makes contact with wine. What's the wine? Shlishi. V'yes hashemen, and the wine makes contact with oil, which is a revi. The el komachel, or instead of shemen, it touches anything else. Hayikdash. Yikdash means, will it become tame? Like I told you, word over here in Kodesh, in this context, means, will it be...
If you find any place in Chamish Chumshetara,
yes,
the Kodesh is
Kodesh, a Kodesh and a Kodesh. By meat and food, I don't know. You're asking a good question. I'm curious here. Maybe he knows. I don't think so.
I do not think so.
But it's not a kasha, because in Tana, in this
time,
yes, that's how it's being used here. Even in the Torah, I told you, it's not so far fetched, because of a Kodesh, lo ye Kodesh and a Kadesha b'Yisrael, it means tumah. It does mean tumah. Okay. So here we have a Yigdosh. Will become tame. So what's basically the question? What's the faher? Chagai Hanavi is giving the Kohanim a test. He's basically asking them, what is the halacha with regard to a revi'i? Sheretz is enough. Touches bread. Rishon. Bread touches porridge. Sheni. Porridge touches yayin. Shlishi. And the yayin touches shemen. Revi'i. Is the shemen, or instead of the shemen, it touches anything else you want to come up with. Go to the refrigerator, take anything you want, as long as it's Kodesh. And it makes contact. Is it a revi'i or not? Is there something called Tumas Revi'i when it comes to Kachim? When it comes to Chulin, everyone knows. Go ask a child. When it comes to Chulin, there's no such thing more than a Sheni. When it comes to Chum, there's something called a Shlishi. When it comes to Tumah, to Kachim, there's something called a Revi'i. So he's asked them, there's something called a Revi'i. So Vayanu HaKoyhanim, Vayomu, and they said, Lo, it's Tahar. So they get an F for the course. The Koyhanim did not know the Halacha. They made a mistake. That's what it says. Lo, it's Targi Omar Rav. Now here it's critical now to get this straight now, because that the whole next staff Gemara is all depend upon these next words. The Omar Rav says, Mem it's Rav Ishtabish Kahane. The Kahane made a mistake. They were in a lot of trouble. They were in hot water. Chagai gave them a test, and they did not know the answer. So that means they don't have credentials to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. They don't know the laws of Tumah Tahara. What business do you have serving in the name of Tumah, reading the Beis HaMikdash? They made a mistake. So what do we see? What does the Gemara want with all this? This whole Gemara is coming to challenge the Chiddush of Yosef ben Yoezer. What did Yosef ben Yoezer say? There's no such thing as Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. When it comes to liquids. There's no such thing as Tumah when it comes to liquids in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? We'll see why in more detail a little later on. But there's no such thing. What in this list of things that we're coming to use, there is wine and there is oil. Wine and oil are liquids. And what did Rav say? Rav said that the Kohanim made a mistake. They got the answer wrong. The answer is that the wine, the oil, the wine is tame and the oil is tame. It's tame. It is tame. Why? Because liquids do become tame in the Beis HaMikdash. So we have
not all liquids. These liquids.
These liquids, fine.
Not that.
Okay, we'll get to that. But basically, well, we don't know that yet. You're coming. You're saying chidushim. You already know the daf.
Well, we learned earlier.
Okay. Hold back. Okay, you're saying good, but hold back for the moment. Okay, very good. But basically, we're not yet mechalik between these different categories. We have your liquids, and these liquids, Rav makes it clear as day that the kohanim made a mistake. They asked him the question. They said the answer is no, it's tahar. And Rav says maybe they were right. See, it's not clear in the pasuk. That's all part of the problem. These pesukim are very difficult pesukim. You don't really know from the apostate clearly did the Kohanim when they gave the answer, all the Kohanim says no, it's Tahar. Did they make a mistake? Was it the right answer or the wrong answer? It's very bizarre. It's not really clear in the pasuk if they gave the right answer or the wrong answer. That the Gemara is going to clarify. But Rav makes it very clear when he learned Sefer Chagai in Cheder, when they taught him that when the Kohanim said lo, the Kohanim made a mistake. Now the only way Kohanim can have made a mistake is if the liquid, the wine, and the oil do become tummy. But Yosef ben Yoezer, each tzreda says that there's no such thing as liquid becoming tummy based on Migdash. So what's going on? Mm-hmm. So that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara now gives a brilliant answer. And this answer makes the Gemara much more complicated. Okay, we're going off a deep end now. Midi hu taima el l'raf. You got me right. The whole question is based on Kash and Rav. L'Rav mashke beis mitbechaya tane. Avo mashke beis mitbechaya mitame. In other words, the Gemara is saying there are two new words that you have to mamish put to memory, and it has to be second nature. There's something called mashke beis mitbechaya. Mitbechaya means lashon of tevach, a sacrifice, a slaughter. Tevoyach tevach v'hochein. Right? Tevoyach tevach means to slaughter. It means in the Beis Hamikdash there was a section called the slaughterhouse. Where they basically cleaned after the Shechita was done. So many Karbanos were eaten by the Kohanim. So there's a kitchen. Basically there was a kitchen. It wasn't a kitchen, it was open, there was no roof. But what did they do in this kitchen area in the Azara? They cleaned the animals, they prepared it for Achila. It's a lot of work. You know, it wasn't so easy being a kohen. Anyone, any kohanim here? Yeah. Kohen or Carmen. Wasn't so easy. They had to clean the innards, remove the waste, and wash it down, clean out the dam. They had to salt it. There was a lot of work to be done. There was heavy, big business going on there in the Beis Hamikdash. What? I'm not sure there was a roof. The Baal Shlishi. Okay. I don't think there was a roof. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think that there was no roof. Everything on the Azar was open.
Where the people stood to bring their kaponas.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a roof to learn earlier.
There was no roof.
Yes, we did learn that earlier. That
was on the Har HaBayis, the Itztaba. That's on the Har HaBayis, not in the Azar itself.
No,
the Azar, I don't think there was any roof. In the Baal Shlishi, it was closed. The Baal Sheni wasn't closed. The Baal Shlishi, in the Cheskel, you learn about that there was chambers where they prepared all the kabbanas. But the Baal Sheni, Wilchoy, was open. So here,
Baal Shlishi
was open. Baal Shlishi and Baal Sheni. Yeah. Baal Shlishi was closed. Baal Shlishi does seem to say, look, Yecheskel. You go learn the I once spent a lot of time learning Yecheskel. The whole, all the pictures, the diagram, it's very, very different. Baal Shlishi was very different than Baal Sheni, very different. And there it was, the place where they prepared the Karbanos was in a room. It wasn't yet. It's yet to be. Tisha B'Av is coming. We're at Hashem. By Tisha B'Av, we'll be in the Baal Shlishi. But, now in this, what liquids do you find in the base mitbechaya, in the part of the Azara where the Kohanim would clean and prepare the meat for a consumption? There was a lot of water, and there was a lot of blood. That's pretty much it. Water and blood. What kind of liquid did you find on the Mizbeach that was poured on the Mizbeach? Well, you bring the sochim, which is yayin, and you bring menach, and the mizbech, you bring menachos on the fire in the mizbech, which has oil. Every mincha has oil, right? So there's oil, and there is yayin, and what else is there? There's shemen and there's yayin. So here we come to a tremendous chiddush. When did?
There's dam, because you spritz the dam.
Okay, but the dam is also found in the base mitzvah. You're right. There's blood, definitely blood brought on the mizbeach. You're 100% correct. But there's plenty of blood also found in the base mitzvah. So here comes a tremendous chiddush. When did Rabbi Yosi ben Tzrei? What was his name again? Yoisei ben Yoezer is trade to say that liquid in the base Hamigdosh is tohor. That's only the liquid in the base mitbechaya, with a test. Mitbechaya, in the slaughterhouse section of the base Hamigdosh. What kind of liquid do you find there? Water and blood. All water and blood in the Beis Hamikdash is tohor, even though water and blood in your private home is tamei, if it comes in contact with tumah. But in the Beis Hamikdash, water and blood in the Beis Mitbechaya is tar. But liquid in the Beis Nidbechaya, with a dalid, Nidbechaya means a zevach, means the mizbeach, okay? The dalid mizm, the dalid and the zayin sometimes can be interchanged. If it's a tess, that's the slaughterhouse. That's the blood. Dalid, that's like a zayin. Make believe the dalid is a zayin mizbechaya. The mizbeach, liquid that goes on the mizbeach is tohar. It's tummy. So it's not a kasha. Because when Haggai tested the Kohanim for the laws of Tumah, he was testing them with what? Yayin and Shemen. Yayin and Shemen are liquids that are found on the base Nid Bechaya, on the Mizbeach. Oh, the Mizbeach. Tomei. When did Yosei ben Yoezer Ish Tzredes say that liquid in the base Hamikdash is tar? The Mashke base Mitbechaya, with the test, which is the slaughterhouse section. Water and blood. Water and blood is tar. So it's not a steer. So I'm very cool to try it. So the more is a medium time.
So what we said, the Kohanim misunderstood him?
No, the Kohanim made a mistake. The Kohanim misunderstood him. The Kohanim got an F. They made a mistake. The problem is, why did they make a mistake? If you take Yosei ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda to the full extent, liquid in the base Hamikdash is tahar. Everything is tahar. Shemen and Yain are also tahar. Then the Kohanim did not make a mistake. So why did Rav say they did make a mistake? So the way we can reconcile everything, everyone comes out looking good, is when did Yosef ben Yoezer say that liquid is tahar? That's only liquid in the slaughterhouse. The base mitbechaya, which is blood and water. But liquid in the base mitbechaya, that's tamei. So the Kohanim got wrong, because the Kohanim were asked a question with regard to oil and yayin. Oil and yayin taka is tummy. So they got it wrong. They should have said tummy, they said it's not tummy. And when the Yosef and Yosef say it's tar, that's the water that's found, liquid found in the mace, mitbechaya. So everyone comes out looking great at this point in time. One more time, top line of the Gemara. Midu taima elul rav. Rav, it's not a kash, rav mashke base mitbechaya tane. Avo mashke liquid be mitbechaya. Yosef ben Yosef never said tar, and that he always says mitame. Gufa. Rav amar. Now here we go. Ishtabesh kahani. Now we're going to go into much more detail. Should I pick up some speed? Rav says ishtabesh kahani. They made a mistake. The kahanim were asked a question, and the kahanim got the answer wrong. Shmuel says lo ishtabesh kahani. No, they didn't. They didn't get it wrong. They got the answer. They were asked the question, and they got the answer right. They were asked the question, is it tamei or tar? And they said that it's tahar, and the answer was correct. Now the Gemara elaborates. Rav amar. Rav says, Ishtabesh, they made a mistake. Revi, Bekodesh, Boy Minayu. The question was asked from them with regard to a Revi. Okay, like we learned. That's the way we learn Shan the Pasuk. There was a Sheretz. The Sheretz made contact with Lechem. The Lechem touched a Nizid, a porridge. The porridge touched Yayin. Yayin touched Shemen. So what is the Shemen? The Shemen is a Revihi. What is a Revihi? Tomei. What did they paskin? Tohar. They made a mistake. Very good. Vyamulei Tohar. They made a mistake. Ushmul Moshmul says Revihi is pas. Right. And they got it wrong. They got it wrong. Shmuel Mishmuel says lo yishtabish kahani. They didn't make a mistake. You know why? Because chanishi b'kodesh b'minayu. Because the question was not a question of Revi. The question was a chanishi. Now, what are you going to ask me? What are you talking about? And the pasuk is only four things. You don't have five things. So we'll explain. We'll answer that in a moment. Of Yamalei Tar. So according to Shmuel, they did not get the question wrong. They got the question right. Now the Gemara explains. Bishop Rav, Hainu the civil chayra. The Gemara says Rav is right. Because look at the pasuk. The pasuk says there are four items. There's the avatoma, so rishon, sheni, shlishi, revi. Bishop Levadan l'siv arba lechem. First the lechem touched the sheretz. Then we have the nezid. Then we have the yain. Then we have the shemen. El Shmuel that says Shmuel chamisha minolei. Where's number five? Only four things. The Gemara says there's a mysterious fourth, fifth thing that you know that's hidden in the pasuk. Niksiv v'naga k'nafa, v'naga b'chnafa k'siv. When it says in the pasuk that there was besar tamei and the lechem touched bichnafai, if it would have said the naga kinafai, that would mean, and we're not really bekeem in translating words in Enach, but if it would say naga kinafai, that would mean it would touch the sheretz that was itself in the garment. But being that it says bichnofo, that has a connotation, not the garment, but it touched another thing that was wrapped up with it in the garment. In other words, this sheret was wrapped up in, I don't know, in a piece of bread. In a piece of bread. Whatever it was. In a piece of bread or something else, whatever it was. It was wrapped up in something else. So the sheret is an af. Whatever was wrapped up with it in the garment now became a rishon. Now that rishon now touched the bread. And the bread touched the nezid. And the nezid touched the yayin. And the yayin touched the shemen. So the time we get down from the sheretz to what's touching in the garment, going down four levels, the last item is a chamishi. There's no such thing as a chamishi. So the kehanim did not make a mistake. They got the answer right. Okay, vayit, toshma.
Good excuse.
Then now we're going to the second. So now we went to the first test. Now after the first test, machlokes Rav and Shmuel, did they get it right? Get it wrong? Okay, we don't know. We have machlokes. Now we go to test number two. Another test. What's test number two? Ooh, new test. What's the halacha if a tamei nefesh? Now what's tamei nefesh? A person who came in contact with the dead. What is the dead? Avi Avos. So what is the person? Av. No, Av. Nah. Either you mamash, you touch the mace, or you come in contact, you go into the oil hamace. Okay. If you got tamei nefesh b'chol eilo yayitma. If the tamei nefesh touches these things, what's the halacha? Now simply this means same process. An av person who is instead of a sheret touching the bread, which touches the nezid, which touches the shemen, which touches the yayin, touches the shemen, the starting point is a tamei mes, a human being. A human being came back from a funeral, he was in the oil hames, and now he touches bread, and the bread touched porridge, and the porridge touched wine, and the wine touched shemen. What's the halacha? Chagai asked the time. What's the halacha? You told me that when it comes to a sheretz and you go to the chadgadia tohar, what's the halacha would be if the same thing would happen when it comes to a tamei meis? Hayitma, vayanu hakoyan vayomer yitma tamei. So now the Gemara says, what's going on over here? According to Shmuel, now Shmuel says they didn't make a mistake. Why not? Because Shmuel says the first question was a trick question. The first question was, it was really a chamishi, right? It was a chamishi. Was the sheretz didn't touch the lechem. Between the sheretz and the lechem, there was something else. So the time you got down to the lechem, the time you got down to the last, it was a chamishi. So they got the answer right. Now when he asked him about a tamei meis, there's no intermediary. It was tamei meis, touching bread, touching nezid, touching yayin, touching shemen, and they got it right. So both questions they got right. So the same way the first one was nothing, this first one was no wrong, the second one was not wrong either. But according to Rav, in this case they got it right. According to Rav, the first question they got wrong. The second question they got right. So the question is why either the Kohanim knew their stuff or they did not know their stuff. Why did they get one question right, one question wrong? So the Gemara is very simple. What's the kasha? They learned one mesechta. They learned mesechta shratzim, and they didn't learn mesechta tumas meis. The different types of yinyan, different sugyas. So one they knew, they knew the laws of tumas, they knew the laws of shratzim. Okay, fine. Ravina is another answer. It's not a kasha. Hasam Ravi Hach. bracha shalishi. And what does that mean? Ravina says, you got it all wrong. It's not the case. When it says here in the pasuk tamei meis, we have to translate the words tamei meis different than we are accustomed to. Tamei meis, we normally are taught, we're accustomed to translating the words tamei meis to mean a person who came in contact with a mace, which means the person is an af.
Correct.
That's not what it means in this pasuk. In this pasuk, it means the mace itself. Tamei meis, the mace itself. The mace itself, which is the source of all tama. The
mace,
avi avois.
Avi avois.
Yeah, yeah. So now the avi avois touches the bread. What's the bread? The bread touches the nezid. What's the nezid? A rishon. It touches the yain sheni. It touches the shemen shlishi.
Right.
Shlishi. They knew. They didn't know revi. Revi. They did not know. The kohanim were not aware of the thing called the rebo. The kohanim did know the thing called the shlishi. So that's why they got this one right. They got the other one wrong. Because according to Ravina, Ravina just saying that there were two different questions. The first question was a question of the revi, and the second question was a question of the shlishi. Okay. So far so good. We have over here some nice. We have laid out some yisoidais. There's something called mashka beis mitbechaya, mitbechaya, and nidbechaya. And there's shlishi revi to masheres to mace. We have all these yisoidais. Now we go vayita toshma. Second wide line. Vayan Chagai vayomer Chagai. When he heard the answers, what was his response? So he said, "Kein ha'om hazeh v'chein ha'goy hazeh l'fanaynu Hashem." Let me read you the entire pasuk. You have new gemaras on the side. It says, "Vayan Chagai kein ha'om hazeh v'chein ha'goy hazeh l'fanaynu Hashem v'chein kol ma'asidem v'asher yakrivu sham tamehu." That's the way it is. The same way all of you people, you paskin, you tell me tamei, so to everything that you do in this space, Hamigdash is no good. He's giving them mussar. Just like you gave me the wrong answers, that's pretty much what it means. I ask you a question, and the way, if you look at this pasuk in isolation, that's the first question, we have to really understand this pasuk relative to the previous psukim, but after he heard their response, so he said, "Oh my gosh, what a disaster. You don't know." Bayis Rishon, the end of the very. He was the end of the Bayis Rishon, the very end, the tail end. He lived. He lived, if I'm not mistaken, to witness the rebuilding of the Bayis Sheni. He was the tail end of the Bayis Rishon, going into the Bayis. He was part of the Anshei Knesset Hagadol in the Bayis Sheni.
So then this took place in Bayis Sheni.
No, I don't think so. No. This took place in the Bayis Rishon. End of the Bayis Rishon. So he said the same way you don't know. The same way you don't know everything, the halacha, so to everything that you do in this space, Hamigdash, you are bringing about tuma. So the Gemara is not happy with this post. Let's see. Everything you do is tamei. Now, bish le'mol Rav, according to Rav, Rav told us that the Kehanim made a mistake. They didn't know the halacha. That was at least the first question. The second question they got right. Okay, the second question they got, but the first question they got wrong. So Bishop Rav Heinrich Siv Tamei, we understand why he's complaining. Okay, the second one you got right, but the first one you got wrong, and that's enough of a reyasa on your skills and your knowledge, and therefore everything you do is no good. El Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that says that they got it right. The answer was right. Amai Tamei. So why is he complaining? Everything he did was good. So the Gemara says, you're right, he's not complaining. He's praising them. In other words, he's complaining to Hashem. Yeah. Is it Tamei? Wonderful. Cain, everything you're doing is excellent. So when it goes on, when the pasuk concludes, Vayomer Cain, Cain also can mean excellent. Excellent is like you have Cain, Benoy, Slav, Chodoyvers. This past week's parasha, right? Cain, Benoy, what's the chop on Cain? What's the chop on Cain? Severe.
Revi.
Cain, right?
So it's like,
you have to be in the mode. You got to be in the mode. You have to be in the, it's like a song. So Cain, be nice. What does Cain mean? Correct.
Correct.
So that's what it means. They were saying Cain means correct. Everything they're doing is good. And then when you come to the end, it's a bit mea. Cain, b'ha'oma, z'v'chein n'koy azel, l'f'nayim m'ashem, v'chein n'koy ma'asidem, v'ashayir v'sham. Tomei who? Is it Tomei? That's not important. Is it Tomei? Tomei who? Bit mea. Question mark. That because they know the answer to the question, everything indeed is good.
So that's the more saying. And the more answers, it's muy komasma. Period. The more it's avahav v'chein v'chein komasei deim ksif. But the word v'chein, the Gemara assumes from the context of the pasuk, it's mashma. So it is. The word chein in this context does not mean correct. In this context means just like they told me tamei, so to everything that they do here is tamei. Now this means as follows. We'll read the Rashi to clarify what this means. Basically, he's a Navi. We have to remember, Haggai is a prophet. And a prophet predicts the future. He sees, he has a vision, a chazoin. He sees what lay ahead in the future. And he's saying, okay, Kohanim, not bad. You pass the test. You know, sometimes, you know, you're suspicious of someone. And you go, and you know, the inspectors come, right? You know, there's some hanky-panky going on. So they audit you, right? They come, the government comes down, the IRS, they come down, they check the books. Okay, everything is good on the books. But something doesn't add up, right? This is exactly what it's saying. Okay, you did very good. You did very good over here. You passed my test. But I see al pi ruach hakodesh that you're not erlucha people, and your avoid is not done kedin. And I know that the day is going to come when there's going to be a churban because of your evil ways. What?
Tzurvi.
Okay. What?
Pinchas.
Yeah, came, but I just love them. But not in the 6th parashah. Don't we have it also at the end? Very
at
the list.
You don't have batzlocha.
Doesn't say the word came.
No.
Oh, pinchas. Okay. That's all we need about curry. Okay. So Ella Mitosha Kigulma Masmase Mal Elema Kosta Kilo Kiilo Krivon Bituma. Look at Rashi. Rashi Dibra Maskal, second wild on Rashi. Shekil Glumaseem Li Achar Zman Hoya Misnabe. He's giving over prophecy that in the future Shekal Glumasim, even though it's true that right now they're okay, but in the future in the Bayesheni, okay, not now, but in the Bayesheni, and they're going to cause the Mikdash to be destroyed. Okay. Okay, next Gemara. Bishloimam. Okay, Gufa. Okay, new Gemara. Gufa. Now it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down from the top. Gufa. Rav Tani, now we're going back and we're going to discuss two different types of liquids. Rav Tani, Rav Tani, Mashke Beis Mit Bechaya. The only time that Yosi Ben Yoezer each said this at Tohor is the Mashke Beis Mit Bechaya of the slaughterhouse, which means Mayim and Dam. The Levi Tani, Mashke Beis Mit Bechaya, with the Dalet, which means even Tohor, even Shemen V'Yayin. Now, the Gemara analyzes Levi, now look at Levi. Levi is extremely generous. Everything in the Beis HaMikdash is tahor. All liquids. Now, what do you mean? How could the pasuk be tahor? Didn't we just learn the pasuk? Didn't Chagai give an exam to the Kohanim? And the answer is tameh. Right? He told them tameh. So they either got it right or they got it wrong. But it does indicate in the pasuk, at least to some degree, that there's tumah. At least when it came to tamei nefesh, right? Tamei nefesh, it touches the bread, which touches the porridge, which touches the shemen and the yayin, and it says tamei, and they got that one right. And if the other one, either they got wrong, but only chamishi, but if we have been tamei, the mashmoyis is that it does become tamei. So what in the world is going on over here? So how can you say that there's no such tumah? Oh, so now we're going to go, this gets a little complicated, we're now going to go one layer deeper. You see, we're going deeper and deeper. Even when we say, if you like Shmuel, what does Shmuel say? A new halacha of Shmuel. Dochen means tahar, militame tumas achedim, aval tumas atzman yesh lohen. Oh. This that we learn, Yosef ben Yoezer, each tzreda says tahar, you know what that means, tahar? It just means they don't have the ability to contaminate something else. If an avi avay satan would touch it, it itself does become tamei. It does become tamei. It's just that liquids in the Beis HaMikdash do not have the ability to contaminate other things, but they themselves can become tamei. So Bishlam Yisrael Gishmul Yomari Dachim Tam Yatum Zachem Yalav Tum Asatzim Yesh Lachem Mishkachas Lo Adino Gikulu Berishoyin. So now is a whole new Chiddush. Yeah, you know, he learns Pshat in the Pasuk entirely new way. We learned Pshat in the Pasuk, we learned that it was I call it Chad Gadya. When you start out with the Tumah, the Sheretz, touches. What? Bishlaima, Dochim means Tar. The word Dochim means Tar. It's Tar, Militame, Tumas Acherim. When Yosef ben Yoezer said Tar, he only means it does not have the ability to contaminate something else. But Yayin and Shemen themselves are Mikabel Tumah. So Dochim, Mutam Tumas Acherim, Mavu Tumas Asma Yeshrem. So Mishrachas, Dunogim Kul Berishain. So then we have Lumshan the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk that there was Tumah. The Pasuk is Mashmah from the Chagai that there was Tumah. The case is not like we learned originally that one thing touched another. But rather, the case the Pasuk is going with the Sheretz touched directly. He asked them many questions. He asked them, what's the halacha if the Sheretz touches Lechem? Is the Lechem Tameh? Yes. What's the halacha if the Sheretz touches a Nezid? Porridge? Yeah. Yes. What's the halacha if it touches... if it touches Shemen?
Each one individually.
Oh. Individually, exactly.
Yeah.
So also, then we understand, then Taka, that's why the Pasuk says there is Tumah. There is an indication in the Pasuk that there is Tumah.
So by Mid B'chaya, there should also be Tumah.
By Mid B'chaya, in Achnami, you can say that also as well. In Achnami, you're right, you can't say that. There's no reason why you can't say that. But the only reason we were forced to say this here is because according to Levi says, everything is Tahar. Yoisi ben Yoezer, Ish Srei the Paskin, that there's no Tumah whatsoever in the Beis HaMikdash. What are you talking about? The Pasuk in Chagai is Mashma, that there is Tumah. Okay, we have to analyze the Pasuk. So Teretz says, when he says that there's no Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, all that means that when it comes to liquids, a liquid can never contaminate something else.
Why not?
That's the Yosef ben Yoezer, Ish Sreida. That's what he says. That's his Chiddush. But this that it says in the Pasuk that there is Tumah by liquids, that they themselves become Tameh, then the Kabul Tumah, it's just they can't give over Tumah.
Okay.
And so if all of these things became Tameh from a Rishon, they became Tameh. Aval Is, Aval But Ella, but if you're going to tell me, that Levi holds. What? Ella, but if you're going to say Yisavala Karav, if you're going to tell me that Levi holds like Rav, what did Rav say? That Domar Dochim Mamish, that when Yosef ben Yoezer says Tohar, it means they're Tohar Legamre. Not only are they not Nikabel Tumah, they can't give over Tumah. So now, when you combine that together with the Yisoid of Levi, that there's no Tumah by any liquid, not blood and water, and not Yayin Veshemen, we got a big problem on our hands, because the Pasuk says there is Tumah, there is a Mashmos from the Pasuk, there is some degree of Tumah. Hechi Mishkachas La. So the Gemara says, guess what? You have no choice. You're right. Stop when it's safe. You have no choice. But the Levi that says that Yosef ben Yoezer that says there's no Tumah whatsoever, he holds like Shmuel. And the only time there's no Tumah is no Tumah to give over Tumah. But Levi agrees that all the liquids in the Beis HaMikdash are Mekabel Tumah. In the Hanami, Al Karachach, we have no choice. Kishmul Svirulei, fine. Now the Gemara looks at it from a different angle. Bishlaim Ola Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that says that it's Shaykh, that it's Metam is something else, it itself is it's Mekabel Tumah. Hinicha Yisav Lo Kirat, if he holds like Rav, the Tane Mashke Beis Smith Bechaya. Shmuel was the one that said, Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that says that if that does become Tameh, if he holds like Rav, what did Rav say? The Tani Mashke Beis Mit Bechaya, Avol Mashke Bei Mit Bechaya Achnina Mitameh. But Mashke Beis Mit Bechaya. What does Shmuel say? Shmuel holds that a liquid. Shmuel says Yisoid. That liquids are mekabel tumah, but they cannot give over tumah. Now the question is, wait a minute, does that apply by all liquids or only applies to some liquids? So if you say that it only applies to blood and water, so by blood and water, there it's mekabel, but cannot give over. Avo amashke bei midbechaya. But when it comes to yayin v'shemen, achrini nami mitamu, it can be mitame something else. Revi hu d'lovet chamishi, hashlishi avet revi. And why is that so important? Because Shmuel said, because listen to the Rashi, because Shmuel goes back to where it says loy ishtabish. Okay, we see this. The Gemara is tying together a lot of things. Let's just take a step back for one moment. What did Shmuel say in the top of the page? Shmuel said the Kohanim did not make a mistake. Why did they not make a mistake? How could it be they did not make a mistake? Chagai said to them, if you have a sheretz in your garment and it touches bread, which touches mizu, which touches yang, which touches shemen, is it tameh? And the Kohanim said, it's not tameh. And what did Shmuel say? They didn't make a mistake. They got the answer right. How in the world did they get the answer right? So the only way Shmuel was able to explain this is by saying it was a chamishi. So he said, these are his own words. He said, you know why? Because it was a chamishi. That's why they didn't make a mistake. But had it been a revi'i, then it would be tamei. Now why was it a chamishi? Because Shmuel learned Shan the pasuk that in between the beged and the lechem, there was something else. So therefore you have a chamisha. Being that it's a chamishi, there's no tamei. Shmuel said beferish, but if it would be a revi'i, then it would be tamei. But wait a minute, in the pasuk, the way, so how does Shmuel learn Shan the pasuk? Shmuel clearly fatayches the pasuk that it's a relay match. You're giving over. Rishayin tesheni tesheni tishlish shlish revi. And what is part of that process? Yayin is touching shemen. The wine is contaminating the shemen. That means the yayin is giving over tumah.
Yes.
And the only reason why the shemen is tahar is because the shemen is a chamishi. But had the shemen been a revi, the shemen would be tumah. But wait a minute, where did the shemen get its tumah from? Where would the shemen get it? It's getting its tumah from the yayin. But wait a minute, didn't Shmuel just say one moment ago that liquids in the Beis HaMikdash only can become mekabel tumah, but they cannot give over tumah. They cannot convey tumah. So we have a starti disaster. On the one hand, review. Shmuel just taught us in the last few lines that when we have this concept of Yosef ben Ezra is Sreda, that there's no tumah of mashke in the Beis HaMikdash, only thing that means is the mashke cannot give over tumah. Can't give over tumah, but you can be makabel tumah. But Shmuel himself said in the top of the Amud that mashke can give over tumah. What was the case where he said it can give over? Because he learned Shah in the pasuk, Kohanim did not make a mistake because it was a chamishi. But if it was a revi, there would be tumah. And if it would be a revi, the case would be where it's the yayin giving over tumah to the shaman. But wait a minute, didn't Shmuel just say that a mashke cannot give over tumah, only can be makabel tumah? So you know what the answer is? When Shmuel learned the halacha of Yosef ben Yo'ezra ish Sreda, he limited Yosef ben Yo'ezra ish Sreda only to mashke beis mitbichaya, with a test. The mashke of the slaughterhouse, which is dam v'yayin. That's where Shmuel said his yisoidat dam and yayin, dam and mayim. That's where he said that the mashke can't give over tumah, but yayin v'shemen, the mashke base mid b'chaya. You can interchange the dal with a zayin. Then their liquid can give over tumah. Oh, so that makes perfect sense. That's exactly what he said. That's how the Gemara is a very important piece of Gemara. So that, so one more time. So let's go back to Shmuel. Shmuel, okay, with Shmuel, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines from the bottom. The first one in the line, with Shmuel. Shmuel, on the top of the page, that's said on top of the page, that we're dealing with a revi to a chamishi. That's why it's tohor. But if it would be a shlishi to a revi, the yayin would be mitame. What's going on? Hinichi savlokirav d'tani mashke beis mitbichaya. The only time there's no tumor is only by dam and mayim. Aval mashke bei midvichaya, but yain v'shemen achmini nami mitamu. Oh, then everything makes perfect sense. That's why this conforms with what he himself said. Revi hudlo yavid chamishi hashlishi yavid chaviv. But ella yisavala kula kulevi. Like levi, the toni mashke bei midvichaya, even midvichaya, yain v'shemen cannot give over tumma. My ear, your revi hudlo yavid chamishi, afilu sheni v'shishu nami lo yavdi. And then that's a constitution according. Said on top of the Amud of the Kohen Le Mishtabshe. So the Gemara says, you're right. Al Karchach, Kirav, Svila, you're right. Based upon what we've learned, we have no choice but to say that Shmuel in this instance holds like the Girsa of Shmuel, Mashke Beis Mitbechaya, and not Mashke Beis Midbechaya. Right. Everything works out. Everyone with the Gemara has shown over here is we have a lot of variables. To review all the variables, we have mashke based midbechaya, mashke based mitbechaya, and we have the variable of koyhani mishtabshe, koyhani loy mishtabshe, and then we have the issue. When we say tohar, does that mean it's tohar legamre, or does it mean that it's only tohar from giving over? But in the Kabbalah it is. These are three different variables, and each of these are mutually exclusive. If you're going to take one yisoid, you have to be very careful to make sure that the other yisoides fit. The puzzle has to fit, otherwise you're going to run into contradictions. Okay, right. Now we go right. Tanya Chavosi, the Rav. Tanya Chavosi, the Levi. Now the Gemara brings Rais to Rav and Levi. Here we go. Tanya, first the Gemara goes backwards. Tanya Chavosi, the Levi. What did Levi say? Levi learned the Girsa of Beis Nidbechaya. Everything in the Beis HaMikdash, all Mashke is Tohar. Everything is Tohar. Not only is the Dam, the Mayim Tohar, Yayin V'Shem is also Tohar, even from the Mizbeach. What's the Raya? The Tanya Chavos the Levi, Hadam V'Hayayim, we have over here Dam. Okay? That's easy. But here we have Yayin V'Hashemen V'Hamayim. Mashke bei midbechaya, so that he right away says that mashke that includes even the midbechaya, interchange it all with the zayin, that's the mizbeach, because we're including here in this list of shemen and yayin, shenitmu bifnim, so here's the raya. Interesting shayla. Let's say they get tame insa, let's say they come in contact with the sheretz.
Where?
In the Beis HaMikdash. Sheretz touches the shemen. So what's the halacha according to Levi? Tar, right? Tar. And now, but you take the shemen outside the Beis HaMikdash. So you'll say, Lom v'shashayla. The only reason, normally shemen is mekabel tumah from the sheretz, outside, it's only in the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe when it's touched the sheretz, it's only temporarily guarded in the Beis HaMikdash from tumah. But the moment that this shemen leaves the Beis HaMikdash, we now memela say that the sheretz that touched the shemen in the Beis HaMikdash, memela now the tumah is chala on the object. Because at one point in time in its history, it did touch. What's the halacha? So we are seeing the chutz to hoirin, tremendous chedesh. No. At the moment, a lot of lomdas say, since at the moment when the sheretz touched the shemen, it was tohar, that's it. It's protected, and you're in the Beis HaMikdash, it's kodesh, and see, you're protected, even if this will now leave the Beis HaMikdash, no matter what's going to happen, you'll redeem it, whatever the case will be, and it leaves the Beis HaMikdash, it remains tohar, because since the moment when it made contact with the sheretz, it was tohar, it's tohar forever.
Well, it leaves the Beis HaMikdash in a different sheretz touches
them? Of course, right, of course it'll become tohar. Now, let's go to the vice versa. Let's say the shemen touches sheretz outside the Beis HaMikdash, yeah. The shemen, and now you bring it into the Beis HaMikdash.
No.
Oh, so we'll say, so since you're in the Beis HaMikdash, and this, so why don't we say that? Nitmu b'chutz v'chnisim b'fnim t'meyin. Okay, now, is this really, now the Gemara right away, now what do we learn from this? We clearly learn from this, derech agav, what do we clearly learn from this? It's pashut, that shemen and yayin that come in contact with the sheretz of the Beis HaMikdash is tar. That's only like Levi. Because according to Rav, no such thing. It's only mashke beis midbechaya, not mashke beis midbechaya. Ain, the Gemara now goes on a tangent. Ain, is this halacha really true? V'amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi mashke beis midbechaya lo yamru dochein. We only said that it's dochein, it's tohar ela b'mekoyman, in its mokoyin. Now what does that mean? The Gemara makes a diuk. My lav lamute nitmu b'fnim. It's coming to exclude nitmu b'fnim. Yotzin luchutz. That if it's nitmu bifnim and it goes luchutz, then it's reactivated. Right? So it's a suicide kasha. Since only there's a diyuk bimikoimon, we want to make a diyuk that if a sheretz touches the shemen, so right now bimikoimon it's tohar, but if you'll take this shemen outside the base, hamigdash in the middle, and now we'll be triggered the tumah. No, that's now you're right. The word bimikoimon is an extra word to make a diyuk, but the diyuk you're making is not the right diyuk. If you want to make a diyuk lechumra, loy, limute, the word bimikoimon is coming lafuke, nitmu bechutz. If it becomes tamei bechutz, vichnisan bifnim, if it becomes tamei bechutz, and then it's brought back inside, so then, too bad. Don't go and make a mistake and think that coming into the Beis Hamikdash is going to cleanse Shemen and Yayin from its tumah. Bimekoyman. Only when it was nitmu bimekoyman, then we're going to be, it's going to be tar. But if it was nitmu shaloi bimekoyman, and then it was brought into the Beis, that's too late. The Gemara says, you don't have a right to do that. If it says bimekoyman, that's a broad diyuk, which gives us the right to make the diyuk both ways. Bimekoyman ka'amar, it says bimekoyman, which is a broad term which allows us to make the diyuk both ways. The Gemara says, no, it's not a kash. We only said tohar. In other words, add the word dochen. When you add the word dochen, which means tar, into the girsa, that limits the diyuk only in one direction. The only time we said tohar is if it becomes tamei elosh nitmu bimekoyman. But if it was nitmu sheloi bimekoyman and enters into the base hamidosh, loy omru dochen. We're not going to say those. So if you add the word dochen into the brisa, that limits the diyuk of nit of bimekoyman in one direction to teach you the chiddush that if it becomes tamei outside the Beis Hamikdash and you take it in the Beis Hamikdash, it's not going to help. Loy amru dochen. We're not going to say tamei. You should not have done it, but okay. So that concludes this thing. So what have we done here in these few lines? We've gone on a tangent, but the main yesod is we brought a brisa, and the brisa is clearly like the shita of Levi, that if shemen or yayin becomes tameh in the Beis Hamikdash, tahar. That is only true according to the girsa of mashke base nidbichaya with a dalet. Now the Gemara goes vayta tanya chavos said Rabbi Bungar like Rav Adana Adana Hamayim. Oh, look what it says here. Only when it comes to two liquids, dam and mayim, mashke base mitbichaya shenitmeu, which became tamei bein bekelim bein lekarka, whether it became tamei in the utensil, it's not mechubal lekarka. Bein lekarka the mayim is mechubal lekarka to hoyrin. So they are tar in the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Shimon there bekelim tamein. He holds it becomes tamei neklis mumachmir. It's tamei only tam. We're going to say the mashke meis mit bechayis tar is only mechubal lekarka. The karka term. But what do we take out of this price? What's the point that we need to take out of this price? Is that only time that we're being metahir liquid in the Beis Hamikdash is only mashke base mit bechayis with the test, which is mayim and dam. There's no mention in this brisa whatsoever of shemen v'yayin. It's mashke, those liquids are tamei no matter what. This is shita of rap. Okay, one more memra. I'm gonna pop up. Afilu nuho chiddush. Afilu mandiyam atumas mashkin deraisa. Even the one that says that tumas mashkin is deraisa mashke beis mitachaya hilchas gemila. This is a whole new chiddush which shakes up the Gemara. Because we until now when we learn Yosef ben Ezra each tzreida, so he says that the mashke pashes the liquids. There's no tumah of liquid at all. Period. Liquids min ha-toyrah are never mekabel tumah. The tumah of mashke is only of tumah midrabanan, and they never enacted this tumah in the Beis Hamikdash. Along comes Rapapa. Papa says tremendous chiddush. That's not pshat. That there's something called mashkin or tamei min ha-toyrah. Against the machlokes. The machlokes tanoim. Do liquids become tamei min ha-toyrah or only tamei midrabanan? Rapapa says, when we have Yosef ben Ezra Ish Tzreda that says in the Beis Hamikdash liquids do not become tamei, you do not need to limit Yosef ben Ezra Ish Tzreda to the Shita of the Tana that says that Mashke is Tar Min HaTorah. You can learn that Yosef ben Ezra Ish Tzreda goes even like the Tana that says the Mashke is Tamei Min HaTorah, except in the Beis Hamikdash, halacha l'moshe misinai the mashkina tahirin. Now that's a tremendous chiddush, which the Gemara does not take sitting down, and that's the remainder of this omer to show the yisaidah salamis of this chiddush.